Invite the children to come up. So how are you today? Good? School going great? Have you been a good saint this week? You have? Okay. I'll have to check with mom and dad on that. What is a saint? You know? Okay. I'll talk about this in the sermon, but saint is a word that we use, and it was first used by Paul, the man we call Saint Paul in his Bible writings, to describe anyone who is a Christian, someone who has been baptized and is part of a church. So you are a saint. You are correct. Another term we use, another way we use the term saint, is some churches have famous people in the past, people that were especially good or faithful, or maybe they were martyrs because they, people who didn't like Christians punished them for being a Christian. And so they are sometimes known as saints. And so we talk about Saint Anthony is one, Saint Augustine, Saint Francis as we is one we talk about, and he's one famous for loving the animals. And he was a rich man who gave away everything he had and lived as a very poor man for the rest of his life, trying to do good things and teach other people to follow Jesus more closely. But one of the things he was especially known for is loving the animals and loving nature, because he saw that as God's gift. And there were any number of other saints that we remember, and sometimes we talk about them in the church year. There are also saints who are famous people in the Bible, like St. Paul and St. Matthew, who wrote the gospel we're reading from, St. Luke, St. James, and a number of others. And some churches, especially the Orthodox, refer to famous Old Testament characters as saints as well, even though they lived before Jesus did. So they may talk about St. Enoch, or they may talk about some of the other, St. David, for example, in the Old Testament. But it's a term that describes someone who's set apart for God. And that's really what saint means, that you're set apart for God. So when you were baptized, your parents said to God, we want our son to be watched over and cared for by you, and we want to teach our son to love you and follow you. And that's what happened when you were baptized. And so we always celebrate baptism in the church in special ways at different times. We have two new baptized members. We couldn't do it in the service because of all the rules we have. But Kyle and Lincoln Murphy, I baptized yesterday at their home away from here because we just are not having regular services. As you can see, there are not many of us here, right? But the baptism is just as real there. And some churches do baptism by dipping you in the water, and some do baptism by pouring a jug of water over your head, and we normally do it by using a small amount of water at the font, which we celebrate every time we talk about Christ and the saints. We always remember our baptism. And so mainly I've done talking today instead of asking you questions, but I hope this helps you understand why we observe All Saints Day. And one of the promises we have as the saints of God is that all God's saints will be gathered together in heaven. And we celebrate the promise that those we love who have gone before us will meet us there when our time comes, when Christ returns and restores everything the way it's supposed to be. So thanks for being patient and listening to me. Be saintly as often as you can. But remember, however often that is, that you are one of God's saints and that Christ loves you and is watching over you. Thanks for coming out.